Hey, what are you doing standing out in this rainstorm with a glass in your hand? You'd get pneumonia.
I'm trying to get a good, clean drink of water.
Did you call Connecticut?
I called the weatherman. He said there was no chance of rain, so I washed my car and planned a picnic.
You're all wet. Oh. Call Connecticut. Your Connecticut Pro can take care of your drinking water needs at a fraction of the cost of bottled water.
Call your Connecticut Pro for a free water test today.
Tired of chlorine cocktails? Call Connecticut at 425-4167.
And we're back here at Bomber Stadium as we start this fourth quarter. 36-14, your Bombers leading as Mountain Home just turned the ball over. West Plains looking to try to score to cut this to a two-score lead. This fourth quarter is going to be brought to us by Clay Maxey Chevrolet. And, hey, we got the man of the hour here, Eric Stewart, general manager at Clay Maxey Chevrolet. Here in Mountain Home is going to join us as we're going to talk through this fourth quarter a little bit. Eric, glad to have you.
Pumped to be here.
Jones takes the snap, hands it off up the middle. West Plains is going to push forward for some yards. They're going to get into Mountain Home territory as they get down here to the 46-yard line of Mountain Home. Eric, how's things going up at the dealership, man?
It's going good, man. We're 4 years in and just happy to be here still. It still feels new to us, and it's an honor to be the hometown Chevrolet dealer. It's not something we take lightly.
You've been telling me you've been selling several cars, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been busy.
First down and 10 as West Plains gets ready to take the snap in Bomber territory at the 46. Mountain Home's defense needs to step up and get a stop here. It's going to be a quick pass to the wide receiver out on the outside. Jacob Chenoweth is going to come up and meet the wide receiver. Going to pick up a four here out to the 42-yard line of Mountain Home. Going to bring up second down and 6. Now, Eric, you played a little football yourself, right?
I did. I wasn't that good, but I did play a little bit of football.
Now, you did get some college action maybe? But
no.
At
no,
a school we won?
No, I didn't get any of that action.
So who's your? I gotta call you out on this because there's a big game coming out. Who's your team you root for?
Well, you know we're Oklahoma State fans.
Oh no!
Y'all get to find out here in a couple of weeks.
Oh man! Shouldn't have said that.
Gonna be a fun game.
And
Jones gonna take the snap. Gonna be a handoff inside and gonna rumble up close to the first down yards. Who was that? That you look like Del Soto came up and laid the boom.
Like that one was Hunter Estes, wasn't it? 24.
Was it 24? Hunter Estes.
Yeah.
Greninger gets up asking, "What in the world? We are getting held. Our defensive line are looking like what is going on?" They are gonna give them first down yardage out to the 36-yard line.
They're hanging tough.
Trying to make a game of this. Mountain Home needs a stop with 10:32 left here in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet fourth quarter. Mountain Home leading 36-14. Jones looking to the sideline. He'll take a snap.
Going to be a blitz.
It's going to be a blitz up the middle. Setzer almost got his hand on him. Great play right there. Setzer did a good job stringing that out. Dawson Dunlap, once again, like a missile, comes through there. Knocks the running back down for no gain. Looks like it was number 24, Jackson Taylor, with the run. Once again, that kid is tough. He's out there hobbled around. So
Eric, last time I saw you, man, we were my wife was getting a set of tires, and we were in a heck of a predicament, man, and you went out of your way to find the tire to match the set, man. And I just – that when I think of Clay Maxey, that's the service I think of.
Man, I appreciate that. No, just kind of got lucky. We had a tire laying around. Was happy to get it on and get you on the way. No, you had somewhere to go.
Second down, 10:36. Jones is going to play action pass. He's going to get hit from behind. He throws it up. The ball's up. It is going to be picked off. Mountain Home with the interception at the 5-yard line. Is that Gus Wilbur down there? He's got some hands on some balls. He's played. Nope. Hunter Estes with a big interception for Mountain Home. Hunter Estes, a junior, with a huge, huge interception at the 5-yard line. After Mountain Home turns the ball over, their defense stiffens their necks and gets a big turnover themselves.
And that pick right there, Brad, maybe when we come back to in the post game, because that might be where we change the momentum and get it back on going. I mean, that. Things were looking grim till that point right there. So let's see if the offense can get it going.
Brantley's going to take the snap. He's going to run around the left side. He's going to make a man miss and cut it back up the middle. Keeps his feet driving to the 5. He's going to get outside the 5 down to the 7-yard line. Running hard for 2 yards. Going to bring up second down and 10. We do have our back against the goal line. However, that clock keeps ticking down right here. You're up 3 scores. You just can't turn this ball over. 9:08 here in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet fourth quarter. Mountain Home leading 36-14. Second down and 7 at the 8-yard line. Handoff up the middle. Barrett Miller being super patient, making man miss. He's going to rumble outside the 20-yard line to the 21-yard line. Going to be first down yardage. They're going to keep the feet moving. He's going to push all the way out. They're going to say he's down at the 21-yard line. Going to be first down and 10 there.
Barrett's one of the toughest kids I've ever met, Brad. And comes out off the cramp and comes right in and makes a difference, man. Huge play there.
What position did you play, Eric?
I was a linebacker.
Linebacker?
Awesome. Long time ago.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit about some of your staff. You got some Mountain Home ties with your staff?
Yeah, I did a little inventory today. You know, we have, about 30 people that work there at the store. Lots of people from Mountain Home.
Brantley takes the snap here. He's going to hand off this time to Chenoweth. Chenoweth is going to stay patient. Two hands on that ball as he rumbles out past the 25-yard line. They're going to give him forward progress out to the 26. Going to be a nice gain of 5, say second down and 5, maybe 4.5 here. Good run right there.
You got it like this. Ari put it on the back of his offensive line, letting them kind of grind this thing out. Experience like that, I think that's the right call.
Absolutely. When you got big road graders up there like Caleb Perdue and Nate Henderson, Nathan Yarbrough, Lucas Boxstaller, Eston Ford, you got guys up there that are doing work, and you're just going to stay behind those old boys. Use the strength. Use the conditioning that they have right now, and let's put this baby to bed. Phillips takes a snap. Hand off inside this time. Chenoweth staying patient. Going to sidestep outside the 30, 35, 40. Running tight, roping down the Mountain Home sideline all the way out to the 47-yard line. Nice job. What a patient runner is Jacob Chenoweth.
Chenoweth's just different this year. I mean, you look at the way he runs. I mean, he's just a different player this year, playing motivated, focused, and doing a great job tonight.
This is one thing you as a coach got to love, Eric. If you can put this game away right now, from the offensive line, turn around, put in the belly of a back, and seeing what happens.
Man, I just love the tough football. We've done it all night tonight. Time of possession's been a little bit lopsided, but our guys are tough.
Phillips takes a snap, fakes the handoff to Dunlap. He's going to keep it around the left side. Pass the 50 to 45. Ooh, looked like he had room. Great shoestring tackle right there by number 41 from West Plains, Alex Judd. Every tackle is probably a touchdown-saving tackle if you really want to look at it, but that really was. Bradley had nothing but green grass in front of him. Great play by Judd there to bring him down. But Mountain Home cooking in business at the 42-yard line of West Plains. Handoff here. Dunlap up the middle. He's going to keep it inside the 40, 30, 25, 20. Down does a tackle. 5. Touchdown, Bombers! Dawson Dunlap, 42-yard scurry off the left side, making men miss. Great job putting Mountain Home up 42-14 with 7:18 left in this Clay Maxi Chevrolet fourth quarter.
It's good stuff.
I'm going to need your energy level a little better,
Harry. I get pumped up now. I'm having to get used to this room. I'm used to being outside where I can holler a little bit more.
Well, you can holler in here. Have you ever heard us on broadcast? Ballard puts a boot into this one, kicks it over the band in the student section. It is good, 43-14. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching here on Bomber Sports Network.
When a patient rings the bell after completing cancer treatment, we celebrate one more step toward healing. And with the new UAMS Baptist Health Cancer Center, we celebrate the trusted choice in cancer care. The two greatest healthcare forces in Arkansas have come together to deliver second-to-none treatments with the latest technology, all in celebration of you. Learn more at baptist-healthcancercenter.com. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
For over 70 years, we at the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas have had our game face on. Our passion for delivering reliable, affordable power to every corner of Arkansas is stronger than ever. And with 17 electric distribution cooperatives, we cover more than 60% of Arkansas. That's power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, winter, spring, summer, and cool fall football Friday nights. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday night lights.
Bomber Stadium, Mountain Home leading 43-14. But talking with Eric Stewart, General Manager at Clay Maxi Chevrolet here, and you have dealerships. So it's not just a Chevy. Right. If you need something else, they can come see you, or you can get them in touch with somebody else in all the Clay Maxi dealerships, correct?
You can. We move cars from store to store. If it's a new car, we have to have a little bit of help, but used cars, whatever you want at any of our group.
Ballard's going to get a boot in this one. It's going to bounce and bound as it rolls just into the end zone. Perfect kick by Ballard. He's doing a great job with the Bombers. getting and pinning West Plains back and making them make long drives here, that's what you want to see in this fourth quarter, especially up 43-14.
I think I saw the text line. Somebody suggested we call him the Bomb Ballard.
The Bomb Ballard. The Bomb Ballard. Well, Eric, hey, we appreciate you guys. We're going to let you go hang with your family and your crew down here. Man, appreciate you coming up
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. I'm going to leave you guys with Eric, what I've been working on this week. We talked about how tough we are. Reminds me of an old Chevrolet ad campaign. Like a rock.
Like a rock. Are you going to sing for us?
No, I'm not going to sing.
Come on.
But you guys know rock always beats scissors, right?
That's right. Rock always beats scissors. Nice, Eric. Appreciate you, bud. We'll see you, man. Thanks to Clay Maxey for sponsoring this fourth quarter. As Jones hands the ball off for West Plains, it is going to be up the middle. I'll tell you one thing. Mountain Home is doing a really good job here of making West Plains march the length of the field.
Yes, they are.
Right? They are not giving up big chunk plays. That's a 7-yard play, but they're not giving up 20, 25, 30-yard plays. Teams are going to have to beat us going the length of the field is what it looks like.
That's what it looks like. That's what we've seen so far.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We're having some technical issues. We'll get you back to Brad and Tobias as soon as we can here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Your business is up against a lot of things these days. Inflation costs, workforce issues, federal overreach. The list of things keeping you up at night keeps getting longer. The Arkansas State Chamber, Associated Industries of Arkansas, is here to help. We are constantly working to improve the business climate and make Arkansas as competitive as possible. The Arkansas State Chamber, Associated Industries of Arkansas, works tirelessly for your business so you can rest easy. Join us today.
His first high school rep right here, right in a live game.
This is true.
That's a big deal.
Looks like there is a penalty on Mountain Home. We're about to find out what it is. Personal foul.
That's one of the great things about being announcers, right, Brad? We get to talk about our own families.
That's right.
And you know somebody we never gave a shout-out to last year?
Who's that?
Our wives.
Our wives, man.
They put up with a lot. They do. They sacrifice our time.
Yep.
And so we appreciate our wives.
First down and 10 at the 40-yard line as West Plains takes a snap here. First and 10. Snap's going to be there. Jones going to throw across the middle. He's got his man. Going to be a nice passing catch as he's going to get to the 50 as he moves into Mountain Home territory to the 49. First down, West Plains, as Dawson Dunlap. Good job coming from behind right here.
He about swatted that one.
He did. He tried to come from behind and rip it out.
You know, Clay Maxey's ads, Brad, he always talks about being hometown. And, you know, I look at the things like youth football, the Gridiron Club, those things. And Clay's always, you know, the first to step up and be a sponsor. We just appreciate all his involvement in the community.
Does an excellent job. Come in here and does a great job. And as West Plains takes a snap, it's going to be thrown out to the 50-yard line. They're going to get some on the sideline as Barrett Miller comes up and makes the hit. As West Plains is moving into Mountain Home territory, they're going to get down to the 41-yard line. Say a gain of 9 yards. We'll say 8 yards. Going to bring up second down and 2 at the 41. Yeah, Clay does a great job. He's in our community. Big part of what's going on. He's just one of those guys that usually says yes if it's involved with the community and everything.
I don't mean to point out the obvious here, bud, but if I blocked two kicks, my prediction would have been spot on up to this point.
Second down here is West Plains. The ball's tipped up in the air, and the ball is knocked around. Great job there. Blake Vacco got a hand in the air. The ball up, bounced up in the air. Mountain Home had a chance at it. Great diving effort back here from Ashton Walker, getting some minutes in the backfield. Talon Palmer back here, number 18. Dove almost able to make the interception. Third down and 3, a big third down for the Bombers. You got to think it's fourth down territory, though, however, for West Plains.
Oh, yeah, with this much time left, no doubt.
Jones going to be under center. He has two receivers out to his left. It's going to be a handoff off the left side. They are going to pick up first down yardage as he rumbles out to the 36-yard line. There he's going to be brought down, but it is going to be a first down as West Plains is on the move here.
Bombers defense. They've got to be exhausted.
Yeah, they've been on the field. And I'll tell you what, they've come up big. They've only given up 14 points, and one of those was with a short field. So they're doing a good job.
Stepped up huge tonight.
Jones takes a snap, fakes the handoff on the inside. He's looking to throw deep. He's got a man. It is going to be tipped and up in the air. I tell you, Dunlap is doing an excellent job dropping in coverage, getting his hands up. That quarterback's having to drop the ball over the top of Dunlap as it is an incomplete pass down at the 20-yard line.
He's all over the field out there on both sides of the ball, Brad. He's a tremendous player. Dunlap's, like we said, you'll be hearing his name a lot this season.
He's trying to stretch out there if you see him. I don't know if you see him. He's got a little cramp in the calf. Right now is where this depth is paying off for Mountain Home. They're able to get some sophomore guys in, some junior guys in, and hopefully get this guy. The good news is that's going to get better as we enter into conference season here.
Absolutely.
Good big shout out to Kurt Drew, too, on our video coverage tonight. Doing a great job up there, Kurt. Appreciate you. Going to be a quick pass out to the left. West Plains going to go around the side. They like that little wide receiver screen. I think it's the only way they feel like they can get the ball outside. They're going to pick up about 6 yards as they rumble down to the 30-yard line. Going to bring up third down and 4, West Plains at the 30-yard line.
We got some comments coming in on the text line about them, how people are impressed with the depth of this team. And they also wanted to comment on how comfortably Coach Airy dressed tonight.
That's Airy to a T right there.
That is. That's his uniform.
That's it. Handoff's going to be up the middle. West Plains going to rumble forward. It looks like they are going to get – oh, it's going to be right at the sticks. Let's see if they give it to them here. They are going to give them first down territory as they get down to the 26, just inside the 26-yard line. Going to bring it first down and 10. 4:55 left in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet fourth quarter. Bombers leading 43-14 in this opening night. Nice play. Hey, you know, there is a trophy up for grab right here. You know, I'm not saying we can look forward with 4:37 left, but next week there's a big game looming for the Bombers.
We aren't talking about that. All we're talking about is hardware so far, and that'd be nice to put that one in
the first trophy case tonight.
That's right.
You're going to be first down as the quarterback's going to keep it up the middle this time. Nothing like trying to score quick with a quarterback keeper on first and 10 out to the 5-yard line. Going to bring up second down and 5 as Jones rumbles out to the 21-yard line. 4:02 left here in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet fourth quarter. Just ticked under 4 minutes. Mountain Home defense trying to get a stop to keep West Plains from going into the end zone here to get to 21 points. Jones going to be under center. Takes a snap. It's going to be a fake handoff. He's nice ball work. He's going to be thrown to the end zone. It's going to be a jump ball up for grabs. The flag is going to come out. I think they're actually going to call offensive pass interference right here. 34 straight, two-hand shove, Mountain Home in the back. This should be offensive pass interference. We actually had Hunter Estes try to get an interception right here. But there looked like to be offensive pass interference. The officials are talking. Just try to figure out what's going on. We got pass interference on the defense.
What?
That was a straight two-hand shove by the offensive player. Hunter Estes, you can't play that any better, bro. If you're watching back on this, you were there. You turned your head around. You were going for an interception. You got pushed down. I don't know about that one.
They'll go back and see that one on the tape and see that wasn't the case.
First down and 10 at the 11. West Plains can get a first down without getting into the end zone. They try to run it off the left side, and Mountain Home is there. Mountain Home with a great job on that left side, walling it off for no gain. Going to bring up second down and 10 from the 11, deep in Mountain Home territory as West Plains can get a first down. They're going to say he lost a yard there. Second down and 11 from the 12-yard line. They can get a first down without getting into the end zone here. 3:08 left here in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet fourth quarter. Mountain Home leading 43-14.
Check out Clay Maxey Chevrolet for all your dealership needs, man. They got a great service department over there.
Going to be handoff up the middle this time. They're going to dive down, pass up the middle, sorry. Down complete to the 1-yard line. Going to bring it first down and goal from the 1-yard line.
Quick little strike there for West Plains across the middle.
I was trying to check the text line there. Missed that call. Sorry for those watching.
Oh, good.
First and goal here from West Plains at the one. Look to see if Jones tries to keep this ball. He liked that quarterback keeper there on first down, that one play. Had a nice play. Sure enough, that's what he tries to do. He takes his big frame. Mountain Home does a good job standing him up. Let's see if they're going to give it to him. We got both officials running in. They're going to say short. Mountain Home with a good job on the defensive line.
Stacking
keeping
up.
Jones out of the lineup. He's a good-looking quarterback, guys. He's a big kid, one that you look at and you're like, man, that is a good-looking player. He's 6'4", 215, getting looks from a lot of different colleges. I know SEMO's looking at him, some other FCF schools. Great job by Mountain Home standing him up right there.
You can see why, Brad. I mean, look at the execution on his fakes tonight. I mean, he's a very, very disciplined quarterback, and it showed tonight.
Second down and goal from the one. Jones going to be under center again. Let's see if they try it again. They did, and this time he's going to get in. He's going to get over center, and he's going to get in this time. Touchdown, West Plains. 1:30 left in this game. Going to cut the lead 43-20.
You know what that means, Brad?
What's that mean?
You know what that means? It's getting real close to time.
It is close to time.
It's close to time.
Close to time to put this baby to bed. Big game looming on the future for Mountain Home.
That's what it's almost time to talk about, and I'm excited.
You're getting ready for that one.
I'm pretty jacked up.
Getting ready for that one as West Plains starts the swinging gate. They're going to come in, and they're going to set up for the extra point right here.
They're almost too tired to jog back from the swinging gate. They're gassed. But you got to – hats off to West Plains tonight. They did fight a tough game.
Snap is down. Kick is up. And kick is good. 43-21, 1:30 left in this game. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
At Boot Barn, we believe the cowboy boot is the foundation for a life well lived. We work, we raise, we break bread, and tomorrow it starts again. This life requires a boot that supports perseverance. Ariat boots undergo 150 steps to ensure performance. Boot Barn carries over 250,000 Ariat boots nationwide. Because out west, tenacity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event is back. From now until September 19th, score over 200 daily beauty steals at 50% off in every category. And check Ulta.com daily to get them all before they're gone. Take 50% off bestsellers from brands like Estee Lauder and Supergoop. Plus, say hello to new finds from brands like Dyson and Sol de Janeiro. And Ilia is now at Ulta Beauty in select stores and online. Shop in-store at Ulta.com or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
As West Plains is going to approach the ball, it is going to be a nice little onside kick there, but good job by senior Talon Palmer going up and high-pointing that ball at the 40-yard line, catching it. That's where Mountain Home is nail on the ball, I believe, and this game should be a win for Mountain Home.
So, Brad, I think it's time.
Is it time? So, big game here as Mountain Home is going in. It is time to look forward now to beat West Belfont Week. As Brantley's going to hand the ball off, this is Bellamy going to work for some hard yards over the left side of the ball as the clock ticks down a minute 19. This Clay Max Shelley, beat West Belfont Week.
It is Harrison Week. Beat West Belfont Week, folks. A lot of activities lined up this week. Conference, not a conference, but a rivalry that goes back generations. Two teams that really, really dislike each other going at it, and it's going to be a fun week.
It is going to be a good one. Harrison is going to be up for the contest as Mountain Home was able to take the win last year from them. We are going to Harrison this year. Going to be a short trip. Hey, guess what, guys? Highway 62 goes to Harrison. We love to pack that place out with Bomber fans. We need to be loud and proud as Brantley takes the snap and drops back and takes a knee with 40 seconds left. We're gonna have to snap this ball one more time.
I think we need to challenge Bomber Nation for next week. Show how far this program has come. Let's show up with more people in Harrison
that
Friday
would be
night than they bring.
Awesome.
Let's bring the house. Let's take the show on the road and let's go show Harrison what Bomber football is all about.
That is right. We're getting the text coming in. Keep that traveling trophy here as Brantley takes snap for the last time. And
there
this one is going to go the way of the Bombers. 43-21 as Mountain Home takes this opening game of the 2024 season against the West Plains Zizzers. What a great night to be a Bomber fan, Lady Bombers. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, and the Bomber Nation.
Yeah, you can't be disappointed with that outing tonight, folks. What a way to the Bombers to kick it off this season, pulling out the victory, 43-21. You're going to want to stay right here, though. We've got a special sideline report from our man, Russ the Real Deal Rawls.
Hopefully
we can catch Coach Harry.
We tried at halftime here. We're going to see if this works. We had some voice problems or some connection issues here, and we're going to see if we got Russ. Can you hear Russ? Russ, can you hear us?
I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
All right. It sounds like you might be coming through a little better now. So,
big win for the Bombers, 4-21. I'm excited to get clear here after the big line. A lot to be had tonight. And definitely some things on.
So it's kind of, we got you, Russ. We can hear you. You kind of sound like a robot a little bit to us here. We're trying to figure that out, but we'll keep working through that.
Okay.
Hey, but you sound like a good robot though. We'll take that. What was it like down there on the sidelines? What was the atmosphere like?
Great energy tonight. It's kind of hot, a lot of cramp. Great energy and a great way that first win of the season.
So see if we can catch Coach Airy here as he's coming out. He's talking to a lot of his buddies. He's from West Plains, so he's talking to a lot of the coaches there at half. You know, yeah, great energy. You know, had some turnovers, Russ, but I think it's some things we can clear up and things we can work on.
Russ, let me try to call you right back. Let's see if we can establish a little bit better connection here.
Okay.
So I don't know what we got going on. We're trying to connect here with Russ. We're going to see if we get a little better connection with him. He's down there. Mountain Home went and grabbed the Battle of the Border, the Battle Line Trophy here. As they are here at the 40-yard line holding that up. Coach Aries in the middle of it. What a great win and what a piece of hardware to keep. Mountain Home wins this game 43-21. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to try to get a hold of Russ. We'll be back with you here. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Hello, I'm Katie Ratliff with Arvest Bank, and I'm proud to add the Flipping community to my service area. But Marion County is not new to me. I've been serving businesses and entrepreneurs at Arvest and Yellville for years. With 14 years of experience at Arvest, I'm here to help take your business or farm to the next level. Stop by our branch at 802 East Main Street in Flippin to see how I can help you. Together, we can find the financial tools to reach your dreams.
Loans subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender.